Welcome to the School Podcast, starring Carson.
Oh, I guess it really had to go. So if a koala bear kills you, it might be blamed on your best friend.
And Janine.
Why would I want to take a picture of a dead bunny?
And, of course, Larkin.
And don't do drinks, because usually people put stuff to not knock you out so they can rape you or steal your money. This is Larkin. Don't ask any questions. If you're a guy and you like girls, or if you're a girl and you like guys, don't... or anything other. If you're really happy. Anyway,
The bacon sizzliest jaws.
Sex it. You know, some real, you know, because now they're trying to preserve life. Very stunt doubles in the movie Catwoman is a man. I wonder what it felt like to wear that costume. Yo, this is J.R.N. Yeah, J.R.N. Lewis and my bacon is sizzly.
And with the very random.
Cellophane, what the heck is... Oh, it's not made of plastic. It's made from a plant fiber, cellulose, which has been shredded and aged. Hey, can I do another one? I don't know what that means. Oh, yeah, and my friend told me the other day and I checked it out, and King John died of eating too many peaches and drinking too much beer. That's kind of weird. Too many peaches.
Ew, what was that?
What's that? On over the floor. Pick it up. I need some more. My Big Mac is on the floor. Pick it up. 5 second rule. Hey, Carson's corn dog. Drop to the floor. Oh, man. I wanted more. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Break it down. I spit in Ethan's face. Uh-oh. Are you okay?
Okie dokie. Because John and Ethan are hyper, and they... This is, don't touch that paperclip. This is the fifth School Scoop podcast. I'm Carson.
Yo, this is J.R.N. Yeah, J.R.N. rules and my bacon is sizzly.
Janine.
This is Larkin. Don't ask any questions.
Not don't say any questions.
Hello.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
Okay, yeah, we really don't. Okay, so sorry we haven't been making podcasts for a while. Okay, some big. The first big news really is that we changed the name of the second soundtrack because they said
I'm not pregnant.
Okay, that was disturbing. Okay, and we changed the name of the second soundtrack. It's called Too Cool for School. No, it's not Back and Bootiful. Yeah. So, yeah, we also changed a bit of the track listing, but it's okay, because, oh well. Yeah, we have a song called Iron Man.
It's not a song, it's by Black Sabbath. You know without the Osborne, you know. I'm going off to rails, I'm a crazy train.
John has lost his mind, is on a crazy train.
No. You can't sing it right, dude.
John has lost his mind, and he's on a crazy train.
He lost his mind. And now we're losing time.
You can't sing.
We're all going insane.
You can sing.
And this is really hurting my brain.
That rhymes. Cool.
Here, School Scoop. Live. Dun, 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 dun.
And unedited.
Yeah, and we are talking about our main discussion is why not to start in drugs.
Or smoking.
Yeah, I started a little research and
your teeth turn green.
Yeah, and yeah, and there is concentrated beet juice in cigarettes, so if you really don't like vegetables, you really shouldn't start.
Or, and there's also, like, rat poisoning, and we're not rats.
There's stuff that you put
and,
in
dead meat. Tar. Now, I'm a North Carolina Tar Heels fan, but even I hate that stupid little tar, because cigarettes, they're not cool. They're not cool.
No cool.
And they have formaldehyde, which you put in dead people to preserve their bodies for like a week or two.
Also, when you smoke, your fingers turn yellow.
Yeah, and there's...
Body turns yellow.
And here's Ethan again.
And when you smoke, then I guess you'll have an extra couple weeks of not before decay.
And do you know that with every cigarette that you like and light and smoke, it cuts off 5 to 7 minutes of your lifespan?
Yeah, and as I did research, if you start smoking and you are an average smoker and you smoke until you're 50, you would have spent only like $1 million
for
50 years. If you would have smoked for 50 years, you would have spent $1 million, and you could have bought a house with that money. I mean,
lots of money, yo. I could name a lot of things that you could buy, but then we'd be here for like a really long time because I'd probably be saying gum.
$1 million.
And Cheetos. You can buy Cheetos.
Cheetos! I love Cheetos!
Enough with Cheetos! Okay, I've been hearing you talk about that all day in the car. Here, Ethan.
And you could buy Band-Aids for when John and Janine slap you or when they bite you.
I don't slap or bite. That's Janine's dirty work.
Anyway, back to smoking. Anyway, so if... Another way to be smart about drugs is that a lot of people don't take any food from strangers at a club because usually they'll sneak pot in it.
Yeah.
So, and don't do drinks because usually people put stuff to knock you out so they can rape you or steal your money.
So are you saying that I can't drink Coke anymore?
No, all I'm saying is that when you're at a party, don't use your drink again. Get a new drink. Okay, here's Carson.
Don't take stuff from strangers is what she's saying in rather graphic content. Are we going to have to change this to explicit?
Hey, Carson. Hey, why don't you take this pill?
No, John. I have to be cool and be drug-free. Ta-da!
Come on, it's just a little potato chip oil.
What the heck is that?
You know, sunflower oil, you know, because now they're trying to preserve life. Oh, why are we getting off track? All right.
Well, I want to talk, so you're going to listen to me. We're at my friend's house, and we're not doing anything.
Say that.
Okay, whatever.
Anyway, if you're a guy and you like girls, or if you're a girl and you like guys, what? Don't, or anything other, if you're really happy. Anyway, if you really like a guy at school, or if you really like a girl at school, don't start smoking, because you'll really stink and you'll have bad breath, and who wants to kiss a person with, like,
It's like kissing an ashtray.
Don't kiss until you're 12 years old.
Don't kiss ashtrays.
That's what John's mom
said. Yeah, that's what someone's mom said. Yeah, so.
Anyway, there are a lot more disgust. There's even nail polish remover in cigarettes. Don't take the micromedia.
That stuff stinks.
Nail
polish remover stinks.
Yeah, and if you like... you know, like tablecloth, if you like spill it on, it'll eat it up. So that's how dangerous it is. And, stop it. And, if you go to certain websites, they can list all 4,000 ingredients. And those are just some reasons. Another reason is, give me another reason. Anybody? Give me another reason.
I'll give you another reason. You know, smoking.
But hold on a sec.
That's a good one. All right, anyways, you don't want to smoke because smoking is just flat out bad for you. And if you smoke too much, you'll probably get addicted to other drugs. And other drugs can lead to death, serious injury, lung cancer, and other types of cancer. And just, you'll be flat on your back and you'll probably die around 50.
Now on to random facts, because I hope you guys don't smoke, and we don't want to spend the whole time talking about smoking or anything else that comes with that matter, including friends and stuff. Okay, here's a random fact for you. There are 43,687 toilet-related accidents in the United States in 1996.
That's my birth year.
Oh, I guess they really had to go. Okay, Larkin, do you want to say this one?
Yeah. Large kangaroos can cover more than 30 feet with each jump.
What?
Wow, that's a lot of inches.
One third of the electricity produced on Earth is used to power electric light bulbs.
Wow.
Here comes Ethan.
Cellophane? What the heck is... Oh, it's not made of plastic. It's made from a plant fiber, cellulose, which has been shredded and aged. Hey, can I do another one? I don't know what that means.
The first TV commercial showed a Bulova watching ticking on screen. Oh, watch ticking. Okay, then. On screen for exactly 60 seconds. Sounds kind of like 60 minutes, you know, that show, you know. Halle Berry's stunt double is in the movie Catwoman is a man.
Ew.
I wonder what it would feel like to wear that costume.
One average 100 people choke to death on ballpoint pens every year.
Why would you want to eat a ballpoint pen?
There must be some idiots.
Alexander the Great and Julius Caesar were both epileptic.
Oh yeah, and my friend told me the other day and I checked it out, and King John died of eating too many peaches and drinking too much beer. That's kind of weird. Too many peaches.
Near...
According
to... Can you go now?
There. Okay.
Despite the hump, Campbell's spine is straight.
Oh, come on, you don't laugh after you say hump. Come on.
Until the 1960s, men with long hair were not allowed to enter Disneyland. Wow, that is amazing.
Whoa, like, all the kids in our class couldn't go. That's his joke. He gets the. Okay. Not funny.
Get off of me.
There are more bacteria in your mouth than there are people in the world.
Approximately 25,000 workers died during the building of the Panama Canal, and approximately 20,000 of them
malaria
and yellow fever. Tipping at a restaurant in Iceland is considered an insult.
So keep your money, folks.
So I don't want to go to Iceland, you know.
I mean
I don't want to work in Iceland. Okay. Hang on. Let me do one. Lima beans contain cyanide. And fingerprints from koala bears are, you know, koala bears aren't bears. Okay. Off track. Are virtually indistinguishable from those of humans, so much they can be confused at a crime scene. Whoa. So if a koala bear kills you, it might be blamed on your best friend.
Not funny. Anyway. Every U.S. president with a beard has been a Republican.
That's nice.
Okay, and another one is, a chameleon's tongue is twice the length of its body. What the heck?
No more random facts.
Okay. 99% of people cannot lick their elbow.
That's nice.
Okay. Hey, it's my turn. What's wrong with me?
Shut up.
If you cut off a snail's eye, it will grow a new one. Cool, I want to be a snail.
That is gross. Now to look up.
I want to be a snail. I'm going to
Okay. Now, if you want some more facts, like Hooked on Facts that are gross, weird, and sometimes really disturbing, go to hookedonfacts.com. Okay. Now, who wants to talk? About anything?
Yo, my name is John. And this is my song, because this is John's song. This is not your song. This is John's song. This is John's song. I'm singing now. And here's Ethan with a little solo. Moonies! Moonies!
Okay. Here's a joke from the-jokes.com. Okay. And Janine, sure.
A mother and her young son returned from the grocery store and began putting away the groceries. The boy opened a box of animal crackers and spread them all over the table. "What are you doing?" his mom asked. "The box says you can't eat them if the seal is broken," the boy explained. "So I'm looking for the seal." Not funny.
Okay. And the next one is on a special teacher's day, a kindergarten teacher was receiving gifts from her pupils. The florist's son handed her a gift. She shook it, held it over her head and said, I bet I know what it is. Flowers. "That's right," said the boy. "But how did you know?" "It was just a wild guess," she said. The next pupil was the candy store owner's daughter. The teacher held her gift over, shook it, and said, "I bet I can guess what this is. A box of candy." "That's right. But how did you know?" asked the little girl. "Said just a lucky guess," said the teacher. The next gift was from a liquor store owner's son. The teacher held the bag over her head and noticed that it was leaking. She touched a drop of the liquid with her finger and tasted it. "Is this wine?" she asked. "No," the boy replied. The teacher repeated the process, touching another drop of the leakage to her tongue. "Is it champagne?" she asked. "No," the boy replied. The teacher then said, "I give up. What is it?" The boy replied, "It's a puppy."
Ew, she like drink the pee-pee-ba-da-ba-ba-ba. That is gross. But that's kind of funny. Oh, well. Okay, and now here's Janine with a joke of her own. I bet it's not funny, but I'm just...
I'll match that bit.
Okay.
Double it.
There were three friends riding in the car. There was a blonde, a brunette, and a redhead. Okay. And they were speeding. Yeah, kind of like Natalie, Roxanne, and Larkin. Okay. So, they were speeding, and then a police pulled them over, and then they ran, and they all found a hiding spot. Okay. So, the redhead found a cat's kennel. The brunette, or should I say Larkin, found a dog kennel, and the blonde found a potato sack, and then the police officer looked in the cat kennel, and the redhead said, "Meow, meow," and then the police officer looked into the dog kennel, and the brunette said, "Woof, woof, woof, woof." And then the police officer looked in the potato sack, and the blonde said, "Potato, potato, 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 potato." Carson is away. Okay, so that's the joke. And
John's taking over here on the School Scoop Network. Carson is taking his time on a personal phone call, so I will take the show away while Carson is taking his personal phone call. Now, let's go for an interview with Larkin Canigley. No, Larkin Tanner. Tanner. Tanner.
Yep.
Yep. Larkin Tanner. She can soup.
Okay, one thing. My last name is not Canner. It is Canuke. Canuke. Get it?
Canoe.
Yeah, that's canoe. Canoe.
See?
It looks like you wouldn't spell.
Yeah. Yeah, because I write really strange. It's canoe. So, anyway. Anyway, I am looking outside and I see, oh, when we were walking to Carson's house, we, on the sidewalk, we saw a poor little bunny dead.
And I tried to get Janine to take a picture with it with her camera phone,
this is
but
my
she
turn.
Just wouldn't do it.
Why would I want to take a picture of a dead bunny?
Because it looks cool and you can make it your new background.
And you can cherish the memory forever.
Cherish it! All right, and Jayon is taking over. And so, Jayon, your DJ, has a question for Larkin. Would you like to have the microphone, Larkin?
Yes.
Okay, Larkin is taking over.
Anyway, and here, John, come here. Every time I pinch your ear, I want you to say, okay? Do you think it's stupid that we have to pay a buck every time we say,
Jayon?
Yeah, John is charging us $1 to say,
Jayon!
Isn't that weird? And he's told us that after we made the podcast. And every time we say,
Jayon!
We have to pay him $1. Isn't that stupid? And he's like, oh, fine. You pay me $24 for saying,
Jayon!
Yeah, and so, if we really did pay him, we would like owe him $26.
That's why it would be a good idea.
And here's Jeanine BB. Okay. Hey, John, don't you think it's weird that we have the same initials?
Not really.
He says not really. I think it is.
Yeah, we have the same initials, except I'm the third and she's like nothing. So, I am the third. It's pretty cool. You know, being third. You know, triple.
My grandpa.
Okay, anyway. Wait. Oh, don't.
I think I was born first.
Okay, anyway. Not important right now. Okay, anyway. We don't care. I saw a podcast that was like 40 minutes long. We could be here as long as we want, and we could talk as long as we want. So, shush. I like Panda Express. I love their orange chicken. It's like juicy and saucy and spicy and good. Here's Ethan.
Wah, 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 wah.
Okay. Carson is still in a very important business phone talk. And, who's Becky McCollin?
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. Oh, what if that's, like, the girl that Carson likes?
We have fans in China.
It was a lady.
Okay.
Oh, wait, here's Carson. Here's Carson trying to save the show before these two girls kill each other.
Okay, I'm back. Sorry. I was, like, talking, you know, I'm so popular, everyone wants to hang with me.
Okay, then.
Yeah, these guys, they had to pay to hang with me.
You're right.
Yeah, how much did you guys pay? I'm getting a raise.
I give you a hearty handshake, buddy.
Okay, so, next, oh, no, I don't want to, oh, cool, oh, whatever. Let's see, what should we talk about next? Let's talk about...
Now, here comes Haley talking about chicken wings.
You know, I am a person... Personally, I am a chicken wing addict. You know, my favorite place to go are Buffalo Wild Wings, Hooters, and, other places. But, you know, they have the worst chicken wings. The buffalo sauce and chicken wings. Stop touching my neck! Are the perfect places to get chicken wings. You know, with the buffalo sauce. Get off of me!
Stop touching my arm!
Alright, so anyways, I like buffalo wings. And here's Carson.
Okay, we're gonna talk about what's good in movies, TV, video games. Andrew is being square today, so he's not here.
What's man in
Andrew's being a square piano.
Andrew, once again, has to do homework and is being a square.
No, he has to do piano.
He's a pianist, okay? He's pianoing.
Pianist.
I'm fishing for love. No, I'm harpooning for love.
Giving up that girl named Jenny. Her father's name is Jenny and she lives in Tennessee. 5'4", she likes to go to the beach and she got one bad knee. She wears a dress that go up to her ballet. She's a crazy chimp.
He's singing Naked of the Brooklyn. Money.
So many fish in the sea that I'm fishing for love. Find a pretty girl and you'll bring her back home.
Janine said she's gonna find a pretty girl and bring her back home.
That's
wrong, man. That's wrong.
It's just a song.
And now she's gonna shoot people for love. She's gonna be a bounty hunter. That's what she's gonna be.
Actually, I'd rather kill Ethan.
Yay!
Rather kill Ethan and John.
Funny what you said there. Alright, anyways, here's Carson.
Okay, here's what's good in movies, TV, and all that stuff.
Video games,
whatever. Okay. I'll do it first with TV. And what's good in TV is The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody, Hannah Montana, the Naked Brothers Band is really awesome. And Ugly Betty. They actually have a new episode this Saturday night, 9:30 p.m. Record it, watch it, love it, download it. Okay, and here's Janine with movies.
Okay, I have to say that one of the movies that is really stupid but kind of funny is Norbit.
Yeah.
Don't see it. Okay. Oh, Bridge to Terabithia is a good movie, I guess. It's kind of sad, in a way.
Wait, I'm not done yet.
Okay.
Wait, what did I say in the movies yesterday?
Oh! Oh, Hungry Hawks.
Reno 911. John,
it's a parody of like Miami Vice kind of. All right, and Borat just came out on DVD, and now I'm doing video games and electronics.
No,
now the good thing
games.
In electronics is the iPhone.
Just
listen,
you're
gonna
break
Dude,
this
stop
one too.
Stop it. All right, and the new thing in electronics is the new iPhone, which is coming out in like another year. That they've released they've leaked some news on it, and it's gonna be a touchscreen phone and all that other stuff. And the video games, nothing really new, but Nintendo Wii and PS3. So, yeah, sign off.
Okay, that's basically it. Ethan wants to say something. Everybody, come over here, join around in a circle. Let's stand hand in hand, make our dreams come true. Okay, we're gonna say goodbye. Okay, this has been a really good podcast. It's actually been kind of long, but short, but long. Okay, first is Ethan saying goodbye to you in his own special, random, weird, wacky way.
I'm Doug.
Goodbye.
The sun has gone and so must I.
Alright, this is John signing off, and John would like to tell you all to save the pig society so we can get more bacon. Thank you, and bye-bye.
It's C to the A. I'm Carcelicious, and we hope you thought this School Scoop podcast was Scoopalicious, and we'll see you next week. Maybe not, maybe so. Guess so. Bye-bye!
Oh, I'm fishing for love. Wow. Yeah.